This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. Sledding, or rather limiting sledding, has been making headlines recently as some Midwestern communities are curtailing sledding in public parks because of concerns for personal injury, liability, and lawsuits. Multimillion-dollar jury verdicts in places like Boone and Sioux City, Iowa, have led to sledding bans in public parks in places like Dubuque and Des Moines, Iowa, and in Omaha, Nebraska. The city of La Crosse is actually hosting 3 hours of public sledding later this month as part of its annual Winter Rec Fest, which had us wondering about city concerns for liability. La Crosse Parks and Recreation Coordinator Adam Young spoke with Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis about the city's approach to sledding in parks and the issue of liability if anyone gets hurt doing anything in a public park in La Crosse.
It's obviously a very fun activity for the youth and adults in our community to participate in. So any recreation activity that, you know, is going on in our city, we like to be involved in. Having said that, I want to just make a point that winter sledding, we really have no designated areas for winter sledding in city parks. That's not to say that they can participate in it. You know, we're not saying that they can't do that. But just to make a case in point, there is no designated sledding hills within City of La Crosse Parks and Recreation.
What is the effect of that? You can't tell people don't sled in city parks, but you're not endorsing it either.
Correct. It's more of just a safety issue, you know, liability-wise, without having any, you know, set staff, a schedule, you know, a designated area for kids and families to sled on, you know, makes it a big issue for us to look into. Yep.
I assume it would be a lot like swimming would be in the summer. I mean, the city has swimming pools. You provide lifeguards.
Absolutely. You know, with a designated sledding hill, you would have to have staff, certain safety measures that are in place, liability factors, and all that.
Have you looked at what's going on in Iowa? In particular, where a lot of places are facing multimillion-dollar lawsuits from people who get hurt,
and this is a perfect example of a case like that where we do not have a set sledding hill in place within our parks.
How many parks does the city of La Crosse have?
Well over 20. I know that.
For the most part, I think they're pretty flat, although there are some parks with small hills.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Myrick Park is a good example of, you know, a more hillier park in our town. Maybe Red Cloud Park, you know, they have some areas where it could be family friendly for the youngsters around to go and enjoy, you know, sledding.
During Winter Rec Fest, there's often a sledding event, I guess, snow permitting.
Absolutely.
Once again this year, La Crosse is sponsoring a sledding event?
Yeah, we do. It's our family fun night next Friday, January 30th. It's our annual family fun night where we do have a sledding hill as part of our event. In this case, for us, we do take certain measures to, you know, enforce safety, such as, you know, having floodlights out there to make sure everything is lit up. We have several of our staff that is on duty out there to ensure that, you know, safety measures are in place. We obviously have designated sledding lanes with staff up on top of the hill to make sure we have a set time and to make sure that the lane is open for the next kid or adult to go down the hill. So,
has that been a pretty safe event?
It's been very safe. For as long as I have been here, we've had no injuries whatsoever. The main point for that is for how many staff that we have out there and the certain safety measures that we go through to ensure that we do not have any injuries.
Sledding is a tough thing because you can fall off and hurt yourself in many different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, I feel like, you know, the kids that are coming out, they've been down the hills here and there. They kind of know what our event entails on our family fun night. So we take that extra step to make sure that we avoid any injuries.
The Forest Hills Hill, if I recall, is fairly challenging, isn't it?
It's one of the steeper hills around town. That's one of the reasons why we do our sledding hill up at the golf course. You know, back when we had the clubhouse up there, it was a fairly larger event, but we're trying to, you know, encourage everybody to still come out. We still do the hot chocolate, the snowshoe trails provided by, you know, Three Rivers Outdoors. Of course, it's all lighted, and we also do a firework display at the end of the night. So it's a great event for, you know, families to come out and enjoy, you know, the winter.
Is a lack of snow going to be an issue for Wreckfest this year?
It will for that event, definitely. You know, we're going to need snow to do our snow events. Sledding, main reason. We have the cross-country ski trails and the snowshoe trails that we light up. You know, if we have no snow, they can't participate in those activities. So we're hoping for snow.
Is it something where the city would consider trucking in snow from somewhere?
You know, we have considered that in the past. Obviously, we've ran into this situation before. It's a bigger issue than just bringing in snow from, you know, from the streets, you know, things like that. We've considered actually bringing in a snowmaker, but, you know, financials involved in that, you know, maybe they weren't in place at the time, but we've always considered doing that as a absolute resource to keep the event going.
What about liability for any types of recreational events in city parks? Yeah, the Hickson Forest, for example, I believe that's a city park, is it not?
It is.
I know that's popular for cross-country skiing and snowshoeing and running and mountain biking. And
one of the main points as far as liability goes is that if they are signed up in a Parks and Recreation program, they would be covered. If it is a non-sanctioned Parks and Recreation event or program, they would be considered under their own liability for their actions.
The city doesn't post signs, does it? But I'm sure it has policies somewhere.
We do have policies. Obviously, you know, this is all stated in the municipal code book. It's laid out very clearly the liability issues that come into place in our programs. That is a very good resource for people who are interested to get a better understanding of the municipal codes to go there and look before maybe they participate in their activities that they enjoy.
I know the city has hundreds of programs for youth and adults alike during the given year. I don't know if you've ever taken a look at just how safe these programs are.
Oh, but absolutely.
Do a lot of people get hurt in a given year?
Very rarely. You get your scratches, your bruises, maybe a potential baseball in the eye, you know, things like that. Where, you know, these situations are covered clearly in our waiver for all of our programs. And everybody does have to sign this to be involved in our programs. So there's always that factor that comes into play in recreation activities, you know. But to answer the question, very rarely do we receive any major injury to any participants.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit more about Wreckfest, if we could. This is the 29th year for Wreckfest?
Yes.
What are some of the big events that people enjoy participating in or being a spectator for?
There is a ton of people that enjoy hunting for the medallion. We've been around a long time for these hunts, and people do enjoy it for the reason to get outside, but also there's a money factor involved, $500 for the person who finds it. And to be clear, they must have a Winter Wreckfest button in order to receive the $500. Moving on to some of the bigger events, you know, coming up is the adult rec sports. This upcoming Saturday, we have the kickball tournament, our broomball tournament, the softball tournament. These are all well attended by adults in our town, as well as the volleyball tournament up at Alpine Inn and Nutbush. Very well attended every year. They enjoy going out, you know, having a good time in the snow. It's something different than their, you know, regular summer league, winter league, indoors. You know, it's that whole winter participation thing, you know, trying to get us outside. Those are well attended always. Coming at the, going on to the youth side, we have hosted our youth basketball tournament with the Onalaska Parks and Recreation Department. That's always been well attended with our youth basketball players around town. And we also have our youth Mite Jamboree hockey tournament that's coming up on the 31st as well. Very well attended event, I should say, is our figure skating exhibition. We get a lot of participants that come out to, you know, showcase what they've been working on all winter, and a lot of families come out to enjoy that. It's a great event. It's coming up this Friday, the 23rd, down at the Green Island Ice Arena. In order to participate in any of the events, you do have to have a Winter Rec Fest button. They are $2, and they support our Youth Enrichment Association. We've had our Family Fun Night in place for several years. That's a well-attended event. Anybody can come out and enjoy that. There's no pre-registration whatsoever. If you're looking at getting a button that night, you can just stop on up to Forest Hills, and you can purchase that on site. It's a great night for the kids, for the family, especially when, you know, Skyrockers has their firework display at the end to basically, you know, wrap up the night. We have our card tournament the following day. If you're a avid Euchre Sheep's Head player, this is a great time to, you know, come out and showcase your skills, I should say. Both weekends, we have a couple events where there requires no pre-registration. For instance, coming up this Saturday, the 24th, we have our Winter Rec Fest Fishing Derby out at Pettibone Park in the Lagoon. Anybody can show up that day. It's obviously for the youth, but adults are more than welcome to be out there with their kids. This is a great time for them to come out and just enjoy the weather, enjoy some ice fishing. It's going to be from 9 to 11 on Saturday the 24th, and again, requires zero pre-registration. The following weekend, we have our Family Fun Night on Friday the 30th. Again, zero pre-registration required. You can show up that night and enjoy the activities that we provide.
Adam Young is La Crosse Parks and Recreation's coordinator. He spoke with Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis. You can find a link to more details about the schedule and activities taking place during La Crosse's 29th Winter Rec Fest at our website, wpr.org/newsmakers. And for this week, that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. Our production team includes Maureen McCollum, Mary Meehan Strub, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers, where you can also find links to archives of other recent editions of Newsmakers. And if you'd like to share comments or make suggestions for future shows, we welcome those suggestions. You can find links to our producers and staff, that and more, all at wpr.org/newsmakers. And for updates on future shows, links to our archives and more, you can also like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.